Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hope you had a great time with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, if you've been following me for a while, you know there's going to be all these changes, or have been all these changes in the real estate industry with commissions and the board of realtors and everything. And, oh no, the world's coming in and everything's going to go down the tubes, and real estate agents are all leaving. And the sellers aren't going to get a fair deal, and the buyers aren't going to get a fair deal, and lie, deceit, misinformation, fake news, everything. It's just a total joke. So let me fill you in on the truth of what really is going on with the real estate industry, what has happened, how deceiving the media is, the board of realtors are, the real estate agents are, the sellers, the buyers. Everyone has been misled on the whole real estate commission process. Okay, so now let's look at the real estate commission process and what happens in the rules. They said, hey, and I've been arguing this for 34 years. They finally said, hey, you know what? You don't have to be part of the board of realtors now to sell real estate and have access to the MLS. And matter of fact, we're going to split the MLS now separate from the board of realtors. See, what was really interesting, if you're not familiar how this whole process worked and how basically a monopoly, really way beyond a monopoly, the board of realtors had, and I've been complaining about this for like 35 years, is you got your real estate license and you could just be a real estate agent. But in order to work for big companies and start your own companies and so on, you had to be a board of realtors. You had to join the board of realtors. And the board of realtors, basically their pitch was, hey, we're the ethical part of real estate agent. We're going to tell you how to be ethical. Well, you could join anything. You can pay any membership. That doesn't make you ethical. And people would always say, well, I don't understand why this, you know, so many realtors. Well, I didn't understand what that is because I was kind of a naive young kid. Got my real estate license, went over to a company, and they said, okay, sign here, and this is what you're going to be commission is. This is going to be split, and you have to join the board of realtors. So I just did what they said. I was just, okay, that's what I did. And that's pretty much what happened is when a lot of real estate agents got their license and they started joining companies, the rules were you had to be part of the board of realtors. Well, I just thought that was kind of just the way the whole process worked. Well, no, it was how the board of realtors had kind of a monopoly over everybody. They were kind of the mafia. They really were. And I hated it, but there was no way out. And I tried to get out once, and I'm going to tell you what happened to me, and it was just terrible. It was like I was strong on them. So what happened is when a company comes in and they join the board of realtors. Now, people say, well, why do they have to join it? Because what happened is the board of realtors had access to the MLS, the multiple listing service they owned. So they wouldn't even give you access to the multiple listing service, which means you couldn't negotiate, list your homes, advertise your homes at all through the multiple listing service unless you were a realtor. So if you weren't a realtor, you were out of business. You were just, there's no way you can make a living. So when you got your license and became a real estate agent, you almost impossible to make a living just being a real estate agent. You had to be part of the board, and if you wanted to work for these big companies, they, you know, their guidelines were, hey, you have to be part of the board. We're the part of the board. We can't hire you unless you become a realtor. So that's why there's millions and millions of realtors out there, is because the guidelines when the real estate the board of realtors signed up big companies, they say, well, for every realtor you have, or for every agent you have that works for you, they have to be a realtor. So it was kind of like the mafia. And if you don't if you hire agents outside of agreement, then we'll charge you for every agent that you have the board fees. So it was a mafia. It was a strong arm. It was terrible. I hated it, but there was no way around it. And then finally, I just got so frustrated, I didn't pay my board dues. And my broker said, hey, no problem, you know, it's no big deal. But then what happens after they badgered me, they went to my broker and they said, hey, JD isn't paying his board dues, we're going to go after the company. So then the broker came to me and said, hey, we're not going to pay your board dues, we're just going to have to let you go, and you're going to have to find another place, or you're going to have to be part of the board of realtors. They were strong-arming me. So I just had no choice. Well, the new laws, like I said, say you don't have to be part of the board of realtors now. So you can be a real estate agent, pretty much work for anybody, and you don't have to join the board unless you see a big benefit. There was no benefit whatsoever. If you talk to all the real estate agents that have been selling for you, there was no benefit at all. Maybe you got $5 off of every, you know, class you took because you are a realtor and not a real estate agent. And that was about it. They never give you any software. They charged you for the MLS maybe $5 cheaper, $10 cheaper if you were a realtor, unless you were an agent. But some of them, you couldn't even be part of the board of realtors. If you were just a real estate agent, you had to be part of the board of realtors. It was a big, huge monopoly. It was terrible. So now, a lot of the changes now say, you're a real estate agent, great, no problem, you're not forced into the board of realtors. So a lot of people are bailing out of being realtors because they never found any real benefit to it, and they were forced into it because they had to have the MLS. So now that they don't have to be a part of the board to join the MLS, they're all disappearing. They're dropping. Like, I dropped it the minute I had an opportunity because there's no benefit. And you could still be part of the MLS, not being a realtor. So it's really, really helped. Really helped. I think that's the best thing that's helped real estate agents, is they're not forced into being realtors. They can just join the MLS as a real estate agent, which is really great, and so on and so forth. And that's really helped. The thing that that's really been really misunderstood and fake news, oh yeah, the sellers won these big lawsuits because they were forced to pay in these high commissions, and they were all in cahoots, the board of realtors and all these big companies were all in cahoots into basically charging high commission and having a monopoly and blah, 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 blah. Well, real estate commissions were always negotiable, but all the public just thought, oh, and then standard commission is 6%. So you got a lot of agents who just took advantage of that. Well, I was taught when you sat down with anyone, hey, you got to tell them, real estate commissions are negotiable. But I think a lot of the people just, they didn't care. They like, oh, okay, I'll put 6%, and unless they question it, no big deal. Well, there's a big lawsuit, and the board of realtors and other big real estate companies basically lost, and they had to pay something like $1,500,000, and they were going to file bankruptcy. So then we negotiated for something like $418 million in fines and stuff. And all these changes that say, okay, now we're not going to advertise the real estate commissions in the MLS. So if you go to the MLS now, they don't advertise the commissions they're going to pay buyer's agents. It's just not there. So now the buyer's agents have to call up the listing agents, ask them if they're paying a co-op commission, and if the sellers are misinformed, they're going to say they don't want to pay co-op commissions, and then nobody's going to show the house, or the buyers are going to have to go to the agents and say, oh, will you take $500 into wasting your time with us, and or the the agents are going to go to the buyers and say, I want $10,000 to help you. And the buyers are going to say, I don't have the money. I could barely come up with a down payment. So the services of the real estate agents are going to drop because so many people who are good qualified real estate agents are going to get out of the business and going to be these nickel and dime guys are like, yeah, I'll do it for $500. Sloppy, terrible, you know, just really, really, just not educated, cheap, just, you know, not doing much anything other than maybe writing up a contract, and that's about it. And I'm going to say, other than that, we'll just write up a contract and you do the rest. Buyers are going to be really, really being taken advantage of, misled, so on. Probably be tons and tons of more lawsuits and so on and so forth. So, but where I'm kind of going with this is that the seller's thinking that they actually paid the commission all these years was a joke. I can't see how this ever came to be. I can't see how this wasn't presented to the courts, that the sellers never paid the commission. They convinced the courts that the sellers were strong-armed and commissions were fixed and they were forced into paying these high commissions. Sellers never pay the commission. It's a lie. Lie, lie, lie. Deceit. Stupid, stupid people. The media is stupid. The realtors are stupid. The agents are stupid. The sellers, the buyers are stupid. Everybody is really just, they're stupid. I that's all I can say. Because if they just looked at the transaction in general, if you just look at the transaction in general of listing your home, what you did is you sat down, if you were a seller, you said, okay, my loans, I got to pay off my loans, $100,000, and title insurance is this, and my expenses are this, and this, and this, and my real estate commissions are this. Okay, I want to walk away with $200,000, so I need to pay off this loan and this and this, and I got that real estate agent's commissions that I have to pay, so I need this price for the home. The real estate commissions were built into the price of the home. The seller never paid for it. And I'll go up in front of any attorney, any court, and present this because they were all wrong. The seller never paid the commissions. Now, here's the thing. People will go, well, when somebody sat down and did a competitive market analysis and went to the seller and said to the seller that home was worth this, you got to understand a competitive market analysis was all homes that had commissions all built in the price of the home. So the commissions were all built in the price of the home, and that's where the competitive market analysis are. Because commissions, like I said, they just build in the price of the home. So when they went out and they listed the home and the buyer went and bought the home, guess what? The listing agent's commission was built in and the buyer's agent's commission was built in. The seller never, never paid the commission. It was built in the price of the home. So when the buyer went to get a loan, guess what? They financed the commission. The buyer was financing the commissions of the listing agent, the buyer's agent, in the price of the home. So the buyers really should have brought the lawsuit, not the sellers, because the buyers were paying the commission. But everybody thought, oh, the sellers have been hosed, and they've been misled, and they've been strong-armed, and they were forced into paying the commissions. No, they weren't. They just passed it on to the buyer. And I'll tell you, the buyers were the ones that were financing it into the loan. So now let's look at it. If the sellers are saying they don't want to pay a commission, I'm not going to pay the buyer's commission anymore. That's the buyer's problem. What are they going to do? Okay, they're not going to lower the price of the home. They're still going to make it the same price. So now the buyers are paying even more overpriced, overinflated home. And remember, the listing agent commission is going to be built in the home. So now the buyer isn't going to pay for the finance the buyer's agent's commission. But when they buy the home, part of that price of the home is going to be the listing agent's commission. So now the buyer is going to be paying for the listing agent's commission. That's exactly what's going to happen. So now the buyer is going to go, wait a minute, I have to pay my buyer's agent commission, and I got to still pay the same price for this home, and built in would be the listing agent's commission. So the seller's never going to be paid. The buyers are getting hosed. They've been always paying the commission because of financing the home. But everybody and all the media and everybody saying, oh, the sellers are all, they were getting taken advantage of, and the sellers were misinformed, and it was terrible, and it was all fixed, and the board of realtors were all fixing commissions and so on and so forth, and the sellers went in and the buyers basically didn't do this. And I can guarantee you that the sellers are not going to get a dime. It's all the big fat attorneys, and buyers are going to get hosed because they're going to still pay these overpriced homes. They're still going to be financing the listing commission, and if they ask for the seller to pay for their agents, the seller's going to just up the price or already have the commission built in the price of the home, and the buyer's still going to be paying it, and it's just going to get financed into the loan like it's been doing for years. The commission's always been in the price of the home, and the buyer's bought the home, got the loan, got financed, gave the money to the seller, and the seller used the money to pay the agent and the buyer's agent. So this nonsense of, oh, the seller's always paid the commission is a lie. It's a lie. It was the buyer who paid the commission. Think about it, folks. It was the buyer. So now, you know, when the buyers put in an offer, I think what they should do is just lowball the seller, because they know that the seller's built in the price of into the home, their listing agent's commission. And if the things change and they say, okay, here's what we'll do. Seller to pay the buyer buyer's agent's commission, but we're not going to pay the listing agent commission, so we're going to lower the price of the home big time and have the seller pay their own commission, because that's the way it should have been. Is the buyer should have had the seller pay the buyer's commission, but the buyer, this is confusing, shouldn't have been paying the seller's commission. But you got to understand, now, I think it should be as, oh, okay, the seller should pay my buyer's commission, but I'm going to lowball the seller because I'm not going to pay their listing agent. And that's the way it should be, but it isn't, because everybody's so naive and so on. It's because all the prices is in the price of the home. So when they list it, the seller's just going to put in the price of the home his commission that he pays his listing agent. And if the buyer wants to the seller to put in pay his agent a commission, the seller's going to raise the price of the home, or the seller's just going to have it built in the price of the home because the seller knows he's probably not going to sell his home unless he pays a co-op, because who's going to show him a home if he's not paying the buyer's agent? And if buyer's agents are working with good qualified buyers, but the buyer can't come up with the commission, what's going to happen is, if I'm bringing a real good qualified buyer to a seller and he says, sorry, I'm not going to pay you a commission, and the buyer says, okay, well, great, let's just find somebody else, that seller's never ever going to sell his home, and the the home market will be down the tubes. There'll be so many much inventory, it'll be just one big crash. So if the sellers are smart, they're just going to do what they always did, put it in the price of the home and have the buyer pay for it through the financing. So this nonsense is just nonsense. And like I said, everybody is so naive, so gullible, you know, they're all talking heads. And I've just seen it so many times on national news podcasts. Oh, the sellers are paying the commission. And, oh, now they're not going to have to pay a buyer's agent commission. And they don't have to advertise in the MLS. The only good of this is that you don't, the realtors, real estate agents don't have to be realtors. And they don't have to be a realtor to join the MLS. Everything else really isn't going to change. And most likely, the buyers are just going to have to pay both sides of the commission, the listing agents and the buyer's agents, because it's just going to be built in the price of the home like it's been forever. So, I mean, this lawsuit should have never happened. Sure, it happened because the buyers were paying the commissions through the price of the home and financing it alone, not the seller. So this whole thing is just a joke. And like I said, the next time I hear that, oh, the sellers don't have to pay the buyer's commission, and the buyers now have to negotiate with the agents to pay the buyer's agent's commission, oh, you know, I'm going to jump off a cliff because it's just misinformation. Nothing's going to change. If you're a buyer, you're just going to get shafted by paying both ends of the commission unless you really lowball the price of the home and say, look, I'm not going to pay the listing agent's commission, but I know it's in the price of the home. I'll just lowball them and have the seller pay my agent's commission, but I'll lowball them because I know part of that money is paying the listing agent's commission, so I'm not going to pay that. Or just go, hey, you know what? It's been like this forever. I'm not going to make it. I'll just put an offer in the home, get financing, and basically it'll be just part of the loan like it's always been. So, guys, thank you very much. Hopefully this made some sense. If you're a real estate agent, at least you can see the change. You don't have to be part of the board of realtors. Thank God. And you don't have to be part of the board of realtors, be part of the MLS. And sellers, if you think that you don't have to pay a buyer's agent's commission, you will never sell your home. Just add it in the price of the home like you've done for years. Have the buyer pay for it. And buyers, if you think you're getting hosed, well, I'm sorry. You know, that's just the way it's been for years. And you probably never, buyers probably never realized that they were really paying the commission all along. The buyer's agent and the listing agent's commission, and just leave it alone and go on with everybody's life and not trying to think that, oh, we can change the world because it's never going to happen. And these rules are just silly. It's just, you know, smoke and mirrors that attorneys came up to make millions and millions of dollars, and that's about all that's going to benefit is these attorneys that presented the case and won all this money. The sellers are not going to get much money. They might get $1,000, if that, after they so-called pay thousands of dollars in commissions. It's a joke. It was such a bogus lawsuit, and somebody won. But like somebody told me, hey, you know what? They always told me when I say about lawsuit that an attorney said, you know what, one thing about having lawsuits, you could be 100% right and still end up wrong. And that's pretty much what it is. This lawsuit only benefited the attorneys. It didn't benefit sellers. It kind of benefited the realtors and real estate agents because they're not forced into joining that board of realtors. Should have been a separate lawsuit because that's really where the monopoly is. And the rest is just like I said, just a bunch of smoke and mirrors, deception to win a massive lawsuit to line the pockets of big fat attorneys, and that's about it. All right. Well, thank you very much, folks. I appreciate you guys for listening, and have a really good day. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed the show, Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it, or have your friends Google real estate for the common man, and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.